Welcome to session three, demo six. In this demo, we're going to be finishing up our talk on DevOps. So what we're going to be looking at is the final results from our previous demo on DevOps. So what you're seeing on the screen, this is my Visual Studio Online account. I've already logged in. And what we're looking at is we're looking at the build results from our previous build. So you can see here we have a success build. If I can kind of drill into that, you can kind of get a little bit more information on that. We'll open up in a new tab here. So you can see here, I can kind of drill in to the results of each of our steps. So that gives us a little bit more information. We can kind of do some further analysis on how our builds went. And you can see each step passed because it's got the green check mark. So that's a quick overview of the build release. So let's take a look at Xamarin Test Cloud. So because we've automated our unit tests. So what's happening is after I've done a build, one of the steps there is to deploy our test up to Xamarin Test Cloud. You can see the results here. So we can kind of drill into that. You can see we got a nice dashboard to kind of see the results of our unit tests here. I've only had the two tests here, but I can actually drill into those to get a little bit more details here. Let's go into the one that was a failure, because that's as valuable as well as a success. And then this one, if I drill into the one that has the failure here, let's take a look at that. So we didn't have a code error. What we had is a visual UI error. So this is one of the value points of using Xamarin Test Cloud, is that it provides a huge amount of devices that we can kind of test against. So we can see here that on the Samsung Galaxy S5, we had some issues with running that UI test. So that might be something we may have to investigate further. So that's the advantage of leveraging Xamarin Test Cloud in our DevOps. And then finally, we had the release step of releasing our app packages to Hockey App. So we'll take a look at that next. So I've already logged into my Hockey App portal, and what we're looking at is the Android team project. So we're looking at, so after I do a build, you know, I do a signing of the Android app pack. This is the artifact or the package file, or the APK file that is pushed up in our release definition to Hockey App. So that's what we got. So what happens here is if I have team members set up, they would get notified that a latest revision of the app has been sent, and then they would be able to download the app onto their Android devices. So that's one feature we have available to us. The other is custom events. So you can drill into that. So what I've got on the screen here is I've got the custom events that I've set up, so I can do some analytics on which features my users are using. So this is good to kind of determine, you know, where I'm going to spend my development resources on. If I find that, you know what, I have a map feature that's not being heavily used, then I might have to rethink that feature, or may not necessarily spend the resources in kind of upkeeping that feature. So with that, that kind of concludes this demo. So we covered quite a bit. So you can see the value of hosting our code up into a cloud repository. We have a agile workflow where I can commit my code, and then through that, once I have a successful code commit, I have a build release being kicked off. And once that build release is completed, it sends off my unit test to Xamarin Test Cloud, which again does that automated building for me. And then finally, the last step is to deploy our application packages to Hockey App, so for our team or users to test out new features. So you can see that this is doing a lot of work that I don't necessarily have to do manually. You can imagine just the amount of time it would take to do all this work manually. So again, being able to kind of leverage DevOps can really speed up the app development process and get your apps out to your users. So with that, that concludes the series of demos. I've enjoyed our time. Thank you very much.